Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
I love me some binge watching.
Yeah.
I like just that weekend sort of watching some shows. And I actually, more than anything, I like hearing about them. It's funny because a lot of times Antoine tells me about these shows. I'm interested, and then I forget. I like never watch them. But it's fun to hear about it and play what if.
Well, that's better than Monica. She'll hear about the show, watch the trailer for the show, and then claim that she's watched the show. Mm-hmm.
Or the other thing that Monica likes to do is she'll watch about 10 to 20 minutes of episode 3 of a show.
Yeah, she'll just start in the middle. It's so weird.
She'll watch the end. She'll watch the finale. She watched one episode of Lost, the last one. Jerk.
Wow.
And then trashes it as if she's been there the whole time. Jerk!
She goes, I understand your pain. But no, that's not going to be the case with today, this weekend. I have one movie and two shows for us to stream.
Okay.
This weekend. So if you want to get to the movie theater, I think you may have heard of this gentleman, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Is he related to Ben Affleck?
He is not related to Ben Affleck.
Is he bromancier of Matthew Damon?
He is. Ah, they are in a bromance.
Correct.
I know that guy. I actually used to be convinced that Ben Affleck and I would have been pretty good friends if we went to the same high school. Because Ben and I are both from Massachusetts.
Okay.
We have similar personalities.
Check.
We have, Red Sox, Patriots, that whole thing.
Check.
He kind of flew off the handle there after a while and went
Check.
Cuckoo. But I do think, had we gone, just based on the way we grew up and we're the exact same age, had we gone to school in the same town in Massachusetts, I do believe we would have been in the same social circles.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm friends with Mike McKenna. None of you know who that is.
Well, Ben Affleck, your pretend best friend, has a new movie coming out. It comes out today. It's called The Way Back. And I am a softie for sports movies. And that's what this one is.
Okay. Isn't he an alcoholic and they bring him back to coach or
he's
something?
He's a basketball
like that.
Coach. Uh-huh. And it's a big redemption story. In high school, he was this phenom, basketball phenom. He could have went to college, could have possibly played in the NBA. His life went off the rails. And then years down the road, they reach back out to him to coach this ragamuffin basketball team.
And it's interesting that even though this is not real life and not even remotely true, he's kind of in a similar situation right now. His life has gone off the rails, and this is him trying to, make his way back.
Yeah. And it's the same formula as most sports movies, but when you have this Oscar-winning actor, they said Ben Affleck is amazing in this movie.
He is amazing. He's so hot.
I want him to do well. You still think he's hot even though everything that's kind of went down?
I don't even care. He's so hot.
She goes, I'll go to rehab with him.
I like him. I hope he does well.
But yeah.
Am I supposed to believe, though, that Ben Affleck was destined for NBA superstar?
I really want to see how they pull this off.
That's
because
the stretch
I don't
for
see
me.
That at all.
That's the one thing I don't see. I look at Ben Affleck, I'm like,
he better have been one hell of a three-point shooter.
I'm like half court. Yeah. I mean, I'll just heave it up there.
But yeah, so the Way Back's movie theaters. All right. On Netflix, TV show called The Society.
All right. And do they call it The Society?
Society.
I don't know. I want to say
Society.
Right. Are you watching Society? Maybe it is.
It's kind of based off of Lord of the Flies. I don't know if you remember that. But so these kids in Connecticut, they take this trip, like this camping trip, but there's a bad storm and it makes them come back. All of the adults in the town are gone.
Okay.
And so now the kids are left to govern themselves.
They start their own society.
Yes.
Okay.
There we go. Roll credits.
Well, no, see, that would be different because it would be a reality show about a bunch of mean chicks that quilt. And it would be the society.
Oh, that's a thing. Yeah. Let's do that.
They'd be on that.
We should do that. We get some old women to do
or
that.
Or if you want to do it, it's a whole thing. It's a reality show about a bunch of farmers and the farmers' wives.
I don't
and
know
it's
why
called
I
the society. Because you're so in the seat.
I
so
don't
different.
Know why I said
the
it that
society.
Way. I am over both of you guys. I don't know why I said it that way. But it's on Netflix, and it's a show about high schoolers trying to govern themselves because there's no adults, and it's stressful, and they fight, and it's petty. And,
really, it's just student council.
That's really what it is without the teachers. There's no teachers
so
that show up.
So that's
society.
Not to be confused with society or society.
I hate you all.
Yeah, I love you too.
All right. And finally.
See, I told you this is fun. Like, I'm never going to watch that show, but it was fun talking about it.
Watch that,
And finally on Disney Plus, because I said fork you to Disney Plus earlier, but there's a show on there right now. It's really National Geographic, so I thought about you, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Life Below Zero.
Ooh.
Have you heard of this one?
No, but what are they live in like Antarctica or something?
Alaska.
Oh, you know what? I think I've seen that as one of the things that's offered.
And
I almost
it's been
started
out for a while.
It.
There's probably like, there's six seasons of it that's on right now. It's basically the life of people that live in Alaska, where your closest neighbor is 300 miles away.
Alaska's so interesting.
That
there's parts of it.
That is not a neighbor.
Don't run out of milk.
I don't know what you would call it.
Look, in this day and age, it'd be nice to know your neighbor, and you're just dismissing them, going, that's not my neighbor. Well, it is.
Your neighbor is a 7-hour sled ride.
Yeah, you jerk.
In case you need sugar.
My neighbor imagine? Is a polar bear, okay?
You get all the way there for sugar, and then Belle's like, you're not my neighbor.
But yeah. Why are you here?
I can't even sleep in the shed until I have to go back.
Trick or treat somewhere else. But yeah, it's about people that live.
Terrible there.
It's about people that live in the remote corners of Alaska where they have to hunt for their food. And like I said, their closest neighbor is like 5 hours away. Right. It's just so interesting to see that because I could never do it.
Oh,
just
me
a cold. Oh my God.
And
no.
So it's called cold side.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Cold society.
But yeah, so that's Life Below Zero. It's a documentary. It's actually 13 seasons on Disney Plus
right
that's now.
A lot. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's, so you can binge watch that.
That's why I didn't watch it. It's like too many episodes. I can't do that.
Yeah.
You get committed.
I will throw, this is your little binge watch bonus if you want, because we've been in a show hole as a family trying to find something that all four of us can watch because we're big Stranger Things people and, you know, we're waiting. So I'm trying to find something else. Been watching Lost in Space on Netflix. Not bad.
Oh, okay.
Not bad.
Okay.
For a 10-year-old, 7-year-old, and a couple of adults, and we're 2.5 episodes in. Seems aight so far. I don't know where
it's
going.
That's good.
Yeah, but not bad. So if you're looking for a little something to watch.
Especially with the family.
The whole family, and you're sick and tired of watching Phineas and Ferb, which is fine, but I just don't want to watch it anymore.
It's funny.
I want to watch a little something else.
All right, so this weekend, you can go to the movie theaters, and you can see Ben Affleck's new movie, The Way Back, or you can watch on Netflix, The Society. I'm so sick of y'all. Or you can watch on Disney Plus Life Below Zero. It's a National Geographic about living in Alaska.
Or what if we do, it's a documentary on the controversy behind the success in Motown Records, The Soul Society.
The Soul Society.
Don't we have a song to play? Don't we need to play some music right now?